This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
It is Friday, November 8th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of the guests that I've had on RBN since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info for links and files. One of our talented listeners established the site to augment information not found elsewhere. In fact, I just talked to him this morning about 45 minutes ago, and he has a server and would be very willing to help develop websites for other people who are interested. If you are interested in doing something like that, just email me at comment@spingola.com, and I will forward the mail to him. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. If you have questions or comments during the program, just email comment@spingola.com. We will take calls in the second hour when I open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Just a word about the callers. If a guest is discussing apples, oranges, and bananas, don't call in with comments or questions about race cars or some other unrelated topic. Let's be considerate of the guest, the program's time constraints, and remain somewhat relevant. Clint Richardson once said, "The real test of a truther is when he or she can change their opinions based on evidence." And we have a lot of new information presented on this program, and it takes an open, objective mind in order to appreciate some of the interesting messages that we receive from our guests. Speaking of wonderful guests, our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the author of The Synagogue of Satan and In the Name of Yahweh. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Andy, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Nice to do the program with you again.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you back. People really appreciate hearing you and hearing your wisdom and your what your research has found. And thank you so much for sharing it. It takes a bit of courage to talk about the things that you talk about.
Yes, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just talking about the truth, and the only reason that people see it taking courage is that their freedoms are being closed down on a regular basis wherever they are in the world.
You know, that's really true. The very idea that somebody, in fact, somebody did say that to me this morning, because I mentioned a new project I was going to be working on, and they said, "Well, aren't you sticking your neck out?" And I said, "Well, let's see how much further could I stick it out than what I already have." And we wouldn't even be concerned about such things if we weren't feeling the pressure and you know, the censorship that we have in our society. We wouldn't even need to worry about it. If it's the truth, it's the truth, right?
Well, I agree, but I mean, the thing is what's so funny is that they constantly harp on about we live in a democracy and we have free speech and all that, and you try having free speech, you know, you get closed down left, right and centre, and it's a lot worse in Europe than it is in America. In Europe, they, I mean, obviously, we know about the Holocaust laws in, I believe, 13 or 16 different European countries, where if you question the official story of events, then you go to prison for questioning a historical fact. And it's the only item of history that I'm aware of that there's a, you know, potential jail sentence for questioning what has come out, and so much of what has been said has since been proved as false. And on that basis as well, I mean, a clear example is the at Auschwitz, where they took the plaque down in, I believe, 1990 that said 4 million Jews died here, and they replaced it with one that said 1.5 million Jews died here. And so if you were then to say, well, does that mean that the figure's gone down from 6 million to 3.5 million? It's like, oh, no, that's an offence. You've broken the law. But then they've gone and changed it themselves. So, you know, they're trying to legislate against a story, if you like, that they're changing. And so what is the bit that you can and cannot question?
Indeed. And it's very interesting. I was watching a video last night. I've watched it a couple of times about Holocaust education, mandatory Holocaust education in Pennsylvania specifically. It is mandatory now in 5 states, New York, California, Florida, New Jersey, and Illinois. And I was so incensed over this video, because I'm thinking, okay, if we have to have mandatory Holocaust education in the schools, we should also have mandatory education about, well, the things that you talk about, so that students can have both sides of the story. They're only really receiving one ethnic group's interpretation of things, or interpretation, or is that a good word, or story, their version of what happened. And so it's just so unfair, and I'm just really ticked off today.
Well, absolutely, and again, I think it was Voltaire who said that if you want to know who's in control, then look at the group that you're not allowed to criticize. And I've always said that the Jews have got two main prongs of attack. One of them is for religious people, and one of them is for non-religious people. The one for religious people is we are God's chosen people, but then they also preach that we're all equal, so which is it? And the one for non-religious people is the Holocaust, and it's basically if you turn around and say, well, isn't it strange that the Jews run the banking system and the Jews control the media system and subsequently they control the politicians, and then they'll say, oh, if you say that, you could be responsible for another Holocaust and all this. And then you look into the Holocaust and you look into the true, like the Red Cross figures that said 271,000 people died in total. And they don't want to talk about that. And when you look at the things like the Jewish Almanac, I think from 1951, and it has figures of Jews in Europe, and I think there was only 4.5 million in Europe anyway at the time of the war, and a million survived. So it's all just a big... It's a lot of fiction designed to protect these people who are exploiting now every country in the whole world, because they've just reached their tentacles out, and this is why we have corporations and what have you. And I was thinking about this before we did the show. If you really wanted fairness in society, then what you would have is every country would produce its own products. You wouldn't have you know, all cars being built in one country and shipped around the world, everyone will build their own cars, and there'd be certain things that you might want to import or what have you, but only for the reasons that you can't create them in the country that you're in. Something like coffee, for example, would be difficult to grow here in the UK. And that's the only way of fairness, but of course they're not interested in fairness, they're interested in control. And their main aim is just to create a slave population of people that... I was talking to someone earlier this afternoon about this, that, you know, a regular job now in the UK, if you, by the time you've paid your rent and then you've paid your bills and what have you, you're on less money than if you're on benefits to live on.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and In the Name of Yahweh. His website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. And during the break, I ran downstairs and got my hard copy. I guess it's the first version of The Synagogue of Satan. And then I also have the Kindle version, which is a later edition, increased. You've added more things in the Kindle version. So anyway, ready to go here. And I know that you're going to present a lot of very interesting things for us to think about, for which I'm very grateful.
Yes, I mean, as I say, it's just interesting to see what's happening in the world at the moment, and they seem to be trying to ramp things up very quickly because they know that they're being found out. I'll give an example of, you know, Jewish power, for example, in the UK. The opposition leader, which is the Labour Party, which is our version of the Democrat Party, a guy called Ed Miliband, he's given several speeches in which he constantly says, oh, I'm Jewish and I'm English as well, and I'm only, the Jews in England are only 0.25% of the population. And then you've got the Prime Minister, who's the Conservative Party, which is our version of the Republican Party. And you go back three generations with him, and his great-great-grandfather was Emil Levita, who was a Jewish guy. And so, you know, the question remains is why do these people exert such an inordinate amount of power when they are such a small percentage of the population? It's interesting because people get so uncomfortable when they hear someone talking about this information, but it's true information. And it begs the question why. I mean, we have situations, I don't know if I've mentioned this before on your programme, but our national sport is football, which you call soccer. And then you look at all the football clubs and the ownership of them. If there's like an American, they'll say, oh, this club's owned by an American. Then you look at him, no, it's Jewish. And then this club's owned by a Russian. No, it's Jewish. But they never tell you it's Jewish. They always name them as the country they choose to say that they're from, but their allegiance is always to Israel.
Exactly. And many of them are actually dual citizens. The mayor of Chicago is a dual citizen. Rahm Emanuel. And yet we don't, the United States government does not allow dual citizens from other countries as part of their law. Doesn't apply to Jews.
No, I was just going to say, just as an aside there, Rahm Emanuel's brother, I believe, is Michael Moore's agent, so you're never going to get a lot of truth coming out of him. But and of course, Michael Moore's a big push for the gun grab and things like that, and that's essentially what they're really trying to push in America now. But I think that they're probably, they'll still try and push it. You'll still have more high school shootings, etc. I think Ted Gunderson, the FBI agent, he ran the FBI, I think, in four major cities in America. He's passed away recently. But he actually came out and said that the blueprint was to have lots of these type of shootings until the people give up their guns. And you just need to look at Russia when the people gave up their guns. And, you know, between 30 and 60 million Christians, white Russians, were slaughtered over a period of years. And that didn't come out until Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about it, and it came out then. And then you look at the people who were in control, and they were all Jews. And, you know, this is a matter of history. It's not a matter of conspiracy. The only reason we're called conspiracy is we're presenting an alternative view to what's known as the mainstream media and admitted. And it's all, if you just type into Google, Jews admit they control the media, you'll get stories coming out from Jewish writers. There was one, I forget what the, I think it's in my book, and yes, we do control the media, and we're proud of it. And so some of the times they deny it, and sometimes they come out and they're proud of it. And funnily enough, recently I was looking at events on in London, and there was something which was called a Jewish film week or something, and I thought, well, you know, that could be basically every Hollywood film over the last 80 years.
Indeed. And as you say, they're very blatant about it. And of course, I think with the protocols of the lurid elders of Zion indicates that they will make a blueprint. They'll print what they would like us to know. And then they say, oh, no, we didn't do that. But But obviously they did, because it's their blueprint, and they blatantly advertise what they're going to do, then they do it to us, and then we, meanwhile, they're saying, they're screaming that they're the ones that are the victims, when in fact we're the victims. Disgusting.
Well, it's just a classic con trick. It's like, you know, the child that screams before he's hit, you know? And, and so what they do is, if they portray themselves as victims all the time, I mean, World War II is a case in point. You know, you have all these, stories about how that they were so persecuted out there, and then you look at before the war and you find out that you know, the native population of Germany were starving, and the Jews over there were living high on the hog, and they're trying to claim back all these artworks and stuff that were stolen from us. Well, no, they weren't stolen from you. You actually stole them from the people, and then the people took them back, and now you want them back, and that's only because you're in control. And I mean, I've said before, I'm no real advocate of Hitler. I mean, I suggest people watch the film Triumph of the Will, and it was a very regimented society, and lots of marching amongst all the people and things like that. It became a more moral society, most certainly. And I think there's a story floating around the internet at the moment. I forget what it's called, but it's come out recently, and it's all about the immoral nature of Germans that was foisted upon them after World War One, and how loads of women were forced into prostitution and what have you, as the Jews were getting a foothold there. I'm unsure as to how Hitler developed at the start. He certainly just turned that country around, but then, you know, you see certain stories, and there was some of the German soldiers known as the Mischling, and there were, I think, 150,000 to 250,000 of these soldiers that were all part Jewish.
Yeah, and I've wondered about that, and I have the book. I can't remember right off the top of my head the author.
It was a Jewish writer, this could be false. But
sure. I'm trying to figure out, yeah. Okay, let's see, 200,000 Jewish soldiers. I don't think that sounds like a little bit high. I mean, you couldn't have 200,000 officers, and that's usually the position that they take.
Yes, I mean, I agree. I mean, on that basis, but I think that what's interesting is there are certainly, you know, stories that have come out of Germany, and there were still certain Jewish-owned interests that were untouched during that war.
Oh, sure, especially at the Berlin Hospital. All you had to do, there was a Jewish hospital within Berlin, and they had all the food and all of the necessities of life, and the Jewish hospital remained untouched throughout the war, and everybody was just fine. And in fact, there were a lot of Jews that remained in their homes. The press would have you believe that they rounded up every Jew and put them in a camp. Alrighty, we do have to take a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard, because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. He is the author of The Synagogue of Satan and In the Name of Yahweh. The second edition of The Synagogue is The Synagogue of Satan, updated, expanded, and uncensored. Now, we're talking about silence, and people were afraid to talk about the Jews, which reminded me of a website, NoTimeForSilence.wordpress.com. NoTimeForSilence.wordpress.com. And he has a movie there called Babylon Before Hitler, which I recommend that people look at. We got an email from Joe, and he says, can Andrew comment about any Jewish involvement in the New Age movement? I know several people who are very involved and tell me not to worry that there is a shift in consciousness coming and that those who have held onto power in the old-fashioned way are losing it. I see this as an attack on Christianity, which is, or rather was, a unifying factor of Western civilization and a distraction, giving these believers a false sense of power. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the main person that jumps to mind there, though not, he wouldn't class himself as New Age, is this David Icke character who basically, I remember him during the speech and saying, you know, we don't want to fight these people. We want to love these people into this, that, and the other. And he was talking, he said, when, and this was, I think he gave this presentation when George W. Bush was in power, and he said, you know, these people have been taken into darkness, and the only way we will change is to love them into light. And so with that, I can say I love George Bush. And then, you know, he actually came out and said that. And what he's trying to say is, you know, don't go to battle with these people. But historically, you see, what I always point out to people is I love it when governments around the world will educate people and say, oh, violence doesn't solve anything. Well, you know, what do? If a country doesn't do what they want, they go and bomb the hell out of them. And so violence works for them, but it's not allowed to work for the people to overthrow them. And so they have police protecting their interests. And you know, it's just laughable the way that they behave, and they have all this control. And constantly, I mean, one thing that goes through my mind, I was talking to someone earlier in the week. I mean, I started working in offices probably about 20, 25 years ago or something. And I remember I've grown to watch the benefits that you get, whether it was a subsidised staff canteen, any sort of things, and the salaries, and they've just consistently been dropping over the years. And they're just working us down to a level. They're upping India and China, and they want to get everyone level. And their idea is that we're all going to be slaves because, as I said before, if the average job today, once you've made all your bills and what have you, actually, if you're lucky, you're getting the same allowance as someone on welfare would get.
You're right, actually. Absolutely.
You know?
Indeed.
And when you try and work out average salary, when you work out average salaries, then you have to take a percentage off, which is you know, related to these people on the ridiculous multi-million-pound salaries.
Exactly. Yeah, it is really awful, and I can think of also some New Age people that are actually Jewish and played a big role in bringing the Holocaust to the attention, the so-called Holocaust to the attention of the American people in the late 70s. And that's Frank Joseph, who all of a sudden became New Age. And, his name used to be, what was it? Frank, well, he had several names, but, anyway, he changed his name, changed his motive operandi, and now is doing something else. So they changed positions in order to meet the Jewish agenda. So let's talk about your book. Are you there? Did we lose you? Did we lose Andrew? Okay, we are having connection issues. Imagine that. It must be electronic harassment. But anyway, we hope we get Andrew back. And Frank Collin is the name of the person that I was that is now Frank Joseph, and before that he was somebody else, and he's the one that led the or attempted to lead the Skokie March, and it brought attention to the so-called Holocaust, the alleged Holocaust, and it was just before President Carter convened the Commission on the Holocaust, which was the beginning of the United States Memorial, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum on public property in Washington. Okay, I think we have our guest back. Always working to get him back. But anyway, his book. Now, I first purchased The Synagogue of Satan, several years ago, and it was first published, Tex Mars, I believe, did the publication. Yes, Rivercrest Publishing in Austin, Texas. And, he wrote the foreword, and it is a marvelous book. I have so many post-it notes in this book. It is just, it's probably made it twice as thick just because of the post-it notes. All righty, Andy is back. Andy, welcome back. we lost you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Deanne. You might have heard that the home phone was going in my apartment, and I tried to unplug it, and the internet came out as well, but I've unplugged it now, so we shouldn't disturb any further.
Oh, that's okay. I was thinking it was maybe some sort of electronic harassment or something.
Yeah,
anyway, we were talking about Frank Cohen and Frank Collin and all the names that he, Frank Joseph is who he is now, but he's a New Age guy. Just talking about the New Age people and how they kind of just kind of change their identity so that they can say they can take on different roles for the, to perpetrate the agenda. But anyway, your book is fabulous. The synagogue book. And I hope that people will get it at Amazon, The Synagogue of Satan, updated, expanded, and uncensored.
Yes, well, I mean, basically, the best way of summing up the book is I tried to put every questionable part of history in that I could. So you've got things like the Kennedy assassination, 9/11. And I put it in there briefly with all the salient points. For example, Michael Collins Piper wrote a very good book called Final Judgment about the Kennedy assassination.
And, fabulous book. In fact, I think he's going to be on November 22nd with us.
Oh, excellent. I haven't heard him for a while. But
But
for me, from that book, the main point was and I think that this is the only book to touch on this as a reason for Kennedy's assassination, and that was that David Ben-Gurion, the Prime Minister of Israel at the time, was warned by Kennedy that he wasn't going to allow him to have nuclear weapons, and within 2 months he was dead. But I don't know any of the... You don't find that in the JFK film, and Oliver Stone portrays himself as Canadian, but he's half Jewish. It's just so what I did in my book is I kind of documented that in a few paragraphs. So I tried to take the main points of any major event, and then if the reader wants to read further, then they can look at larger books on that event. For example, the attack on the USS Liberty by Israel that was all covered up, and there's various books written by survivors of that attack, and if people are interested in that subject, then I urge them to read the full books on the subject. But my book was merely designed as a compendium of all this information so that people could have it all in one place. And I've never had felt the need to write something unless I didn't think it was out there, and so I kind of... And it wasn't really meant for publication. All it was I heard so many conflicting versions of events that I would study a particular event, and when I was happy that I got the proper story, I would document it. And so I just kept it as a personal timeline so that I didn't have to keep going back to the same event, or, you know, you'd hear something and then you might forget it. So I wanted to get it written down so I had my own record, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and suddenly I had a book on my hands. So it kind of, you know, just came about by accident, really.
Well, you know, I really like the way that you did it, even though it started out as a timeline just for your personal use. I think the format that you've used in the book is just fabulous, absolutely fabulous. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, and his website is andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. We're talking about his book and the wonderful format that I was mentioning as a timeline. It really makes a lot of sense when people, it's kind of like a roadmap. And if they have a timeline, they can kind of piece the things together that happened, that occurred within the same year, the same time period. And I think that's very productive that you did it this way. So I think you did a really good job.
Well, thank you, Deanna. It's certainly, it's been useful for me, and I'm pleased it's been useful for other people. And it's, it's really taken a shot at the bad guys, because you're basically outlining everything and you can see how things link together and you can see why they why they needed media control so much. You know, they started off with banking control and political control, and then of course they needed media control to justify what the political people are doing. What people don't really understand with media control is you've got, doesn't matter what you're watching, if it's CNN, ABC, Fox, BBC, whatever, most of the stories come from the news wires and there, and the major news wires are Associated Press and Reuters, and they're both owned by the Rothschild family. So, you know, they've got an absolute stranglehold on the media. But I'm not just talking about the news media. The big push at the moment throughout the world is the race mixing angle. And what they're trying to do is what they've always done, and they've always been at war with the white race. And that's why the Jews have gone from one European country to another. And then when America was formed, the people were warned by Franklin and Washington that if you, you know, let Jews in this country, they will destroy it within 200 years. And your children and your great-great-grandchildren will curse you for the fact that you've allowed them to become slaves. And that is exactly what's happened. And if you just look at what they're pushing, as I say now, with this this element of the race mixing, etc., the whole idea of it is the eradication of the white race. You only ever find immigration as a one-way street, and it's other countries, whether they're Asian countries or African countries, and they're all migrating into white countries. And then when they get there, they're given preferential treatment. In America, it's called affirmative action. In the UK, it's called positive discrimination. And the only discrimination is against the ethnic population of the country. And years ago, with income tax was only payable by people who weren't natives of that country, which is fair. Because if you choose to move to another country and get the benefits of that country, you should make profit out of people in that country. You should pay money to that country. But what they've done is they've reversed it, and you've got situations now where they welcome people with open arms to come into white Western countries and go straight onto a welfare system, and the native taxpayers are paying for them to live, and then they have children there, and then their children will go and marry the native population's children until there won't be any white race left.
Indeed, and we see this on TV in advertisements. I've noticed this recently, where you will see commercials that show a mixed race couple and their child, and it's very subtle. It is very, very subtle, but it is apparent to me, and it's just a shame. And I certainly do not. I'm not saying that I am a racist or anything, but I do not believe in race mixing. I believe that the nations were set up for a particular reason, and I think that that it was a wise way of doing things. And I think boundaries are good. I think fences and boundaries make good neighbors.
Well, I agree, and my whole point is that. You know, I would have no desire to go over to an African country and exploit its people.
Of course not.
You know, I believe that all nation states, as I said earlier in the program, they should produce all their own goods, infrastructure, as their people require. And if everyone had to produce their own goods and build their own roads and what have you, then it's really up to the desires of that country. And so on that same basis, I have absolutely no interest in providing anyone with overseas aid. Because when you get these third world nations, a lot of the time they're starving and living in areas where there's drought, and all they can do is have one child after another. So they just watch that child die. And as far as I'm concerned, that's cruel and inhumane. And to keep sending aid to these people, you need to let nature take its course, as far as I'm concerned. And I would have absolutely no interest in, it would make me feel terribly ashamed if I was prepared to go into a country, take any of its minerals or what have you. What's there belongs to those people, and if you want them, you need to trade with them, not exploit them. And we've got a situation now where, you know, the idea is that the Western nations are all have a better standard of living, etc. And so you have all these people from other nations coming over and flooding those nations, and so it lowers the standard of living for everybody because it overpopulates them. In the UK, we have lots of Eastern Europeans coming over, and there's not enough jobs for the people here. And basically, we've got gradually in the European Union, you have these borders being dropped. And for example, in January, we've got the borders with Romania being dropped, and there's a great big gypsy population there, and they're already queuing up to come over here. And the idea is they always choose England because it's got the best benefit system. They turn up here, they have no knowledge of the English language or any interest in learning it, and they are here for one reason only, and that's financial. And I don't trust anybody that emigrates to a country and then chooses to remain part of their own culture. So we have mosques going up all over this country. You know, I think it's absolutely disgusting that people can come over to another country and impose their culture upon it. But that's exactly what Jews do, and they're quite happy that other people do, because they want to turn everything into just an absolute melting pot cesspool. And,
exactly. And of course, they are behind. They established the NAACP in 1909, they've run it until about 1979, 1980. Yeah. And they do this for a reason, so that they can be in control of all of this. And they're certainly in control of the immigration laws in all of the countries. When you look at the immigration laws in this country, it was Jews who implemented it, who pushed it, and we've got them to thank for this immigration mess.
Well, yes, and they were involved in the changing of the system in America before, where the idea was they would only allow immigration on the same racial demographic as they had it. So if, 80% of Americans were Germanic originally, and 10% were Irish originally, and 10% were Italian originally, and I know that those figures are wildly wrong, but I'm just giving you an example.
Right.
Then the immigration was only allowed to be 80% Germanic, 10% Irish, and 10% Italian. And what they did was they reversed that completely, and this was under Kennedy. So when everyone says how wonderful Kennedy was, you need to look at this side of things. And they changed it, and so priority on immigration went to these third world countries. And now you see why it was done, because they're right, using these people to promote, and that's why you get all these blacks in the sporting area, and this is why rap music grew to such a great level, because they wanted that to be the main music, because they wanted all the white women to want to go with these blacks, and with the end result being that there'll be no white race left.
Right. It was in 1965 under Lyndon B. Johnson that the immigration changed drastically. So that might be another reason to get rid of Kennedy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the law was actually changed under Kennedy, but certainly Johnson was involved.
Andy, we do have to take our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.